Today's reading is taken from Luke chapter 5, verses 17 to 26. Jesus forgives and heals a paralyzed man. One day Jesus was teaching, and the Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. They had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal those who were ill. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on a mat through the tiles in the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today."
Well, what an incredible story that is of one man's life and the power of God coming and transforming him from the situation he was in and where his focus was to being fully focused on who Jesus was. I guess that's a really helpful parallel to the reading that we had as well about the paralyzed man on our video. Robert, he was paralyzed, wasn't he? Paralyzed by what he was doing, paralyzed by his obsession, by himself. But somehow the power of God broke into his life and he was set free to be able to walk again in the light and the love of Jesus. I want you just to hold those two things together, those two stories, as we unpack our passage for today and as we continue our series, which we've called Live Well. A motto text for 2021, Colossians 1, verse 10, says to live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way. And we're in week 3 of a series, unpacking that a bit, today we're going to be looking at what it means to be strengthened with all power. Week 1 of our series was to bear fruit in every good work. Last week, we looked at what it looked like to grow in knowledge of God. And this week, to be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have endurance and patience. I don't know if you were a sort of resolution person at the beginning of this year, whether you set yourself any particular goals and targets, but generally statistics would say that by now, by the end of January, most people have given up all their resolutions. But a lot of our resolutions were really just to help us to live well, to live a sort of better life, whether that was in our body in terms of exercise and what we ate, whether that was in terms of our mind, maybe what we read, maybe less TV, less social media, you know, and or maybe it was to do with our spirit, you know, to spend more time reading the Bible or more time in prayer. Now, I hope some of those you've kept up with, but my guess is that some of them maybe have just fallen by the wayside a little bit. But Paul, in this passage in Colossians 1, 10 and 11, he sets out what I think is a bit of a prescription for life, and one that is good for us in 2021, just as it was when he wrote it almost a couple of thousand years ago to that small church community in Colossae who were facing the challenges of being a Christian in a difficult world, in a world antagonistic towards them, in a world that didn't share their love of Jesus in that way. And so that's why I think this is still relevant for us today. These four things, we're going to finish it next week in our Live Well series. But how being strengthened with all power is still a great prescription for life today for all of us. Because there are times, of course, when we feel weak and powerless, when we need God's power to come and change us, just as like it did for Robert on that video. I think these are great instructions to follow. Now, again, you may be a good instruction follower or maybe not. And we have to be a bit careful on some instructions. Some instructions don't need saying, like a bag of peanuts says may contain nuts. You know, I think that's just obvious, isn't it? But I read this lovely instruction on a child Superman costume. And the instruction said this: wearing of this garment does not enable you to fly. Great advice. Well, I hope people have taken heed of that. But Paul's instructions, Paul's advice on the back of Colossians 1:10, I think bears some looking at. During this pandemic and lockdown, as this has gone on, some of us have wrestled with feelings of frustration and uncertainty about our purpose, and maybe even the deep question, you know, what is the meaning of life? Where is it heading? And to be honest, some of us have just ticked over in our life. Every day we've just gone through the same routine because, well, there's nothing else to do sometimes. But also, you know, we just get into that routine and that habit as well. Some of us, we've tried to manage our emotions and maybe suppress some of them as well, maybe emotions of anger and disappointment and frustration. Perhaps some of us, we've lost a little bit of our passion, and dare I say, maybe even some of us have struggled with our faith. And you're not alone. You're not alone if your faith has taken some hits, if faith has sort of taken a back seat, and it's created a lot more doubts, and you feel weak and helpless during this time. But here's Paul offering us this line of hope for us, that when we feel weak, we can know that we can be strengthened by God's power, strengthened for the challenges that we're facing, strengthened with a new hope and a new purpose. And maybe if we're feeling paralyzed by all that's going on or by other things that are happening in our lives, we can find a new power and purpose to bring healing and wholeness so we can get up and walk again. There are frustrations, of course, when we feel powerless. On a cold day like this, if you've gone into your car, maybe you've struggled to get the engine turning. You know, in the old days when batteries didn't last quite as long, and certainly for me, in my first car that I ever owned, my car would constantly let me down. The battery would go flat very, very quickly. And then I found this great invention. I think they're called jump leads. Do you remember jump leads? These great long wires with two big clips on, two wires, and you'd get another person's car to come up as close as they could to your car. You'd clip the one lead to their battery and the other to yours on both terminals, and then your battery would feed off the power of the other person's car battery. And very quickly, just with a dose of power in your battery, that your engine would turn and you would start again. It just took somebody with power to come alongside you when your car wouldn't start, when there was no power running through your battery. Somebody came alongside and infused that power so you could start your car. And you know, I think that there's such a parallel to our lives. That when our batteries are flat, then God comes alongside us. The Holy Spirit, Parakletos, the one who comes alongside and infuses power into us again. You know, Paul in 2 Corinthians 12:10 says, in our weakness, we can find strength. In Philippians 4:13, he says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You see, the source of our power and our strength has to come from the one who comes alongside us, God himself, through the presence and power of his Holy Spirit, who gives us strength. But what happens when we don't feel it? When we can't quite seem to get that source of power and energy and strength again? You know, Paul isn't prescribing some positive mental attitude, some power of positive thinking just so we can feel strong. No, he's saying there is strength to find if we look in the right places, to be strengthened by all his glorious might. Imagine how much power is available. In Luke chapter 5, we have another one of those comedic episodes in the life of Jesus. I think he must have smiled a lot. Zacchaeus, we talked about last week, that must have been fun seeing him in the tree. But now we get this scene of these four friends bringing their paralyzed friend on his mat, trying to get into a house where Jesus is teaching. In the text, it says, you know, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were sat around Jesus, listening to him teach. They wanted to understand what Jesus had to say about it. And there was no way to get in the front door. So these four friends, very ingenious, they walked up the steps at the side of a house. You remember the houses were flat roofed. They had stairs at the side to go up. They would carry their friend on this mat. Imagine the scene, up onto the roof. Imagine that as well. And then they started digging a hole in the roof. And suddenly, as the roof caves in, they lower their friend right into the center of the room where Jesus is teaching and the Pharisees and the teachers of the law are hanging on his every word. Imagine everybody looking up to see what is happening. And Luke 5:17 says, the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal those who were ill. The power of the Lord. He was ready for this moment when the roof caved in. The power of the Lord was with Jesus before it happened. He was ready for what was going to go on. And let me just say the blindingly obvious. If Jesus needed power, then we, followers of Jesus, we need that power as well. So how are we going to be strengthened with all power? Well, firstly, we need to get ready for what God wants to do. Get ready for what God wants to do. In Luke chapter 4, just before this incident, we read that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested. And in Luke 4, verse 14, Luke records that he, Jesus, returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Do you see what happened? He was ready for what the Father wanted him to do next. He got ready in that place of wilderness and testing and trial. And he, at the end of that time, he was full of the Spirit, in the power of the Spirit. God prepared him. And if we want to be ready for what God wants to do next in our lives, we need his power to be at work in us. Jesus had been strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might. And so that when he looked up and saw the friends there lowering their paralyzed friend down, he knew this was the moment when the power that was his was going to be used to the glory of God to bring healing to that man in that moment. If you read Luke chapter 4 and 5, you'll see that Jesus was ready. He was ready to declare his mission in the synagogue when he came out of the time of testing. He was ready to drive out demons. He was ready to heal. He was ready to call his first followers. He was ready to heal the man with leprosy. And he was ready to heal this paralyzed man. Get ready for what God wants to do. Time alone, perhaps. Time being tested and tempted. Time in a solitary place at daybreak. The verse before our reading, Luke 5:16, says, Jesus would often withdraw to lonely places and pray. That was his power source. And if we want to be strengthened with all power, I want to suggest to you this morning, we need to take time to draw on what God wants to give us. So that when the roof caves in, when the need confronts us, we're ready, strengthened with all power, to do what the Father calls us to do. Because here's the second thing. If you want God to use you, you need to let God fill you. If you want God to use you, you need to let God fill you. Sometimes we want to try in our own strength to do things, don't we? We try and manage. I'm guilty of that too often. I try and do it in my own strength instead of pausing just for a moment and let God fill me before I do anything in his name. You know, we're conditioned so much, aren't we, to manage, to be stoic in how we do everything. But if we want God to use us, We need to let God fill us. There's nothing worse than going to use something, is there, and the battery's run down. I mean, how many times have you gone to your phone and the battery's run down? We have a cordless vacuum cleaner, you know, and if it's not plugged in between one hoovering and the next, then, you know, there's no power. It's not going to last. If you want God to use you, you've got to give God time to fill you. If we don't bother to plug in, then we're not going to be ready to be used. In Colossians 1, verse 11, Paul says, being strengthened with all power. You know, this isn't a one-off moment. This is an ongoing filling of the Holy Spirit to give us the power that we need, that God wants us to have. In Ephesians 5, 18, Paul says, go on being filled with the Spirit. Why? Well, because, you know, we leak God's power, don't we? It seeps out of us. And we need time just to be plugged in so that our power, God's power, is at work in us. You know, in Hebrews chapter 11, you may have come across this chapter. If not, do have a read of it today. It's a list of people of faith who have done what God wanted them to do. It picks out some big name characters through the Bible. And then at the end of Hebrews 11, it says this about others. He says, I haven't got time to mention all these others by name, but Hebrews 11:33, these people, through faith, conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, escaped the edge of the sword. This is the text. Whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. What would their story have been without power? They wouldn't even be mentioned, probably. But because of God's power at work in them, because they had let God fill them with power, they're able to write this story where God gains glory and honor and praise through them. I wonder what your story and my story would be if we allow God to strengthen us with power through his glorious might. So plug in, fill up, be ready to let God use you for his glory and purposes. Because if you want God to use you, you need God to fill you. You know, in Luke chapter 5, I think this was the moment. This was the moment when God had set up for Jesus to do this incredible thing. And right in front of him came the opportunity to display God's power. And here's my third point this morning. When you're strengthened by God's power, you'll be prepared for God's purposes. When you're strengthened with God's power, you'll be prepared for God's purposes. When you're ready, strengthened with power, God is going to use you. He's going to give you something to do. Something's going to happen right in front of you. Maybe the roof will cave in and you will have a moment to say, to minister God's love and grace to someone who needs it in that moment. You know, Jesus was interrupted, but he was ready. And according to God's glorious might, he not only healed that man physically, he healed him of the most important barrier that there is. He forgave his sins. And the text says, everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. See, the consequences of us being filled with God's power, the consequences of us being used for his purposes, is that everyone will give glory to God. So it happened to Robert on the film we watched, wasn't it? As he began to sense that there was power beyond what he knew, God transformed him and used him for his purposes. It's the same mighty strength that raised Jesus from the dead that is available to all who will trust in him. In Matthew 10, when Jesus sent out his disciples, he gave them authority. When the Holy Spirit came upon them after the resurrection on the day of Pentecost, they were filled with power. When Peter preached that first sermon on that day, 3,000 people were added to their number and were baptized. You see, when God's people are filled with God's power, then God is praised. because his will is done. How to be filled with power? In Luke chapter 11, verse 13, Jesus says it's very simple. You just got to ask, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? To be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might. Imagine what that could mean in your life today and every day. Paul says that to the Colossians, he says, God has power to give you for great endurance and great patience. That's what they needed at that time. And maybe you need endurance and patience. Maybe we all need endurance and patience in order to be part of God's plans and purposes. To keep going, to keep seeing those opportunities, to keep trusting God even when the roof caves in, and to believe that God has new things to do as we stay available and ready and powered up for his will to be done. When the roof caves in, endurance and patience. When the plans we've made have been disrupted by people and pandemics, endurance and patience. When the relationship breaks down, when the finances don't add up, when the doctor delivers bad news, endurance and patience. Keep trusting the promises. Keep connected to God's power. And he will use you so that others will be amazed by the things that God does in you and through you. This is a worthy life that pleases the Lord. And perhaps today you want to be strengthened by power, and you just have to ask. I wonder what next steps could be yours today. The four friends, they felt that their friend just needed his legs strengthening, but Jesus knew that this man needed his sins forgiven. I wonder if that's the first step for you today, just to know the forgiveness, the power of forgiveness that transforms your life, and you shift your attention from what is your agenda to what is God's agenda. Admit today, I need God's strength. I need his power to be at work in me today. I can't do this on my own. I thought I could, but I can't. So will you admit today and say to God, God, I give you my life today. Fill me with your power for your purposes today. Or maybe you just need to believe today. Maybe you just need to believe that God has more to give you than you've already received. He has more to do in you and through you than you could ever imagine. And today, would you just ask him, God, will you fill me today? Or perhaps you just want to commit yourself to his cause today. That God will match your commitment to him. And he will give you things that you can do to serve him through his power at work in you. Endurance and patience, maybe that's what you need today. But just open up and say, fill me today, God. Use me for your purposes and for your glory. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much that you are a generous God. You have power to give to each of us, your children, so that you might use us for your purposes. Fill us, I pray. Strengthen us. And may our lives have impact in the lives of others, but only in your strength, only because of you, Jesus. May that same mighty power that raised you from the dead fill me, fill us today. We give you our lives. Fill us up. use us, I pray. In the name of Jesus, amen.